continue listening for more Special English. First, a development report. Then the program, This is America. Monday is Memorial Day in the United States. We tell about four memorials that honor the men and women who died in battle. We like to hear from our listeners. Write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send an email to special@voa.gov.
This is Bill White with the VOA Special English Development Report. The United Nations says at least 500 million new jobs will be needed during the next 10 years to help support the world's workforce. The UN International Labor Office published the World Employment Report a few months ago. It says the new jobs will be needed to help reduce unemployment around the world by half. The International Labor Office estimates that 160 million people did not have jobs at the end of last year. Most of these people were seeking jobs for the first time. Among them, about 110 million live in developing countries. The report also estimates about 500 million workers around the world have jobs, but they are not paid enough money. They earn less than one American dollar a day. This is called underemployment. It means a worker earns less money than what he or she needs to survive. The International Labor Office says that nearly all underemployed people live in developing countries. The rate at which people enter the world's workforce is expected to slow during the next 10 years. However, the UN estimates about 460 million people will join the world's workforce by 2010. More than half of these new workers will be from Asia. Experts say the need for jobs depends greatly on whether the world economy continues to expand. If it does, the International Labor Office says information technology and communications will offer the most promising chances for work. Duncan Campbell is the economist who supervised the World Employment Report. He says technology is important, but there are also concerns. Many developing countries do not have technology resources like those in industrial countries. Mr. Campbell says developing countries will have to take steps to bridge this digital divide. He says lack of education is the main reason why people in developing countries do not use technology. The International Labor Organization is urging developing countries to create new public policies. The goal is to find ways to link more people to computers and information technology. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. This is Bill White.